to welcome you tonight to Westbridge Community Church's 13th annual After Dinner Theater. We are thrilled you're here. I am the pastor here. My name is Drew. I'd love to meet you after the service. If this is your first time here, that'd be wonderful. We would like to welcome you here, and on behalf of all of the crew who has been working very hard for weeks, especially today, to make this happen for you. We hope that you took advantage of our hospitality table, which was provided to us by our wonderful hospitality team. We threw them quite a curveball this week, because for 13 years we have been buying our cheesecakes down in Burlington County at a cheesecake factory. And when we sent our man Ed, who has been doing this for us for years, he got a hold of me this week with a text of the building which I have been to many times, and it's completely shut down and there were no cheesecakes. They have moved. They moved to Texas. So Ed swung by Texas. And actually, Ed was unwilling to swing by Texas, so Ms. Dawn Saraki went out and made all these cheesecakes happen. I don't know how she did it, she made all these cheesecakes happen. Now, what they'll do is they'll fold that up now so that's done for the night, so you can focus your attention by staying in here. And as we spend the night getting a little bit closer to Christmas right, just a quick couple of house cleaning things I want to make sure we know here. This week, Wednesday night, is women's group. You're going to be meeting at 7 o'clock in the upper room. Friday night, Fuel, that's our youth group. They will be meeting at 7 o'clock in the upper room for a movie night. Octane, you have the week off. You had your ugly sweater party the other night. That was that. Also, on the 31st, December 31st, is when we do our annual lock-in. That will happen in the upper room. There will be a lock-in this year. We're looking forward to you to do that. By the time, we'll announce that as we get a little bit closer. And we did want to start our evening by those who consider Westbridge Church their church home. We're going to receive an offering now. Now, if you have never been to Westbridge before, or you're visiting, and this is not your church home, keep your money in your wallet. God is not interested in your money. In case you thought maybe he was, he's not interested in your money. What God is interested in, as we'll learn tonight, is a relationship with you, getting to know you and letting you get to know him in a very big way, and we'll talk about that more and more. But those who consider Westbridge your church home, they will be part of receiving an offering tonight, which will happen as we begin our worship set tonight. Would you pray with me? Lord, I thank you for the way you continue to work in our hearts, the way you continue to show us more and more of who you are. I thank you that you came to this earth so that you could right the relationship that was just not there between us and you. And I pray that you would continue to do that tonight as each of us reach towards you. I pray we would connect in a way that changes our lives forever. We leave ourselves in your hands. Amen.
Fool. Getting yourself all upset over nothing. It's all in your imagination. The first one, the second, that two.
Scrooge, I'm waiting for you. or shall I come in there and get you?
I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming.
Welcome, Scrooge. Is it too bright for you? Come over here, you weird little man. I am the spirit of Christmas present. Now look upon me. You have never seen the like of me before.
Never?
Yet how many of my brothers have you rejected in your miserable lifetime?
I have never met any of your brothers, sir.
You have never looked for them.
Well, how many of them are there?
What year is this?
1860.
Then I have 1859 brothers. Each year at this time, one of us visits this puny little planet to spread some happiness and to remove as many as we can of the causes of human misery, which is why I have come to see you, Ebenezer Scrooge. You're a funny-looking little creature. I must admit, I found it hard to believe you'd be as horrible as my brothers said you'd be. But now that I look at you, I can see they were understating the truth.
Let me assure you that I am a man of the highest principles and the most generous spirit.
Generous spirit? You? You don't know the meaning of the phrase. But you're about to find out. Now, drink this.
What is it?
Taste it. You like it?
It's wonderful. I've never tasted anything like it.
Of course you haven't.
What is it?
The milk of human kindness. There are more good things in this life, Scrooge, than you can possibly imagine.
I'm sure there are. Can I have some more?
Ebenezer Scrooge, the sins of man are huge. A never-ending symphony of villainy and infamy, duplicity, deceit, and subterfuge. And no one's worse than Ebenezer Scrooge. Though man's a handy candidate for hell, I must admit, life sometimes has its brighter side as well. I like life. Life likes me. Life and I fairly fully agree. Life is fine. Life is good. Especially mine, which is just as it should be. I like pouring the wine, and why not? Life's a pleasure that I deny not. I like life. And now, life and I made a mutual vow. Till I die, life and I, we'll both try to be better somehow. And if life were a woman, she would be my wife.
Why?
Why? Because I like life.
That's all very well for you, but not for me. I hate life.
Nonsense, man. Why?
Because life hates me, that's right.
Scrooge, you're an even bigger fool than I took you for. I've never heard such a lot of self-pitying drivel. You don't even know how to live. Now you listen to me. I like life. Well, go on.
I like life.
That's better.
Life likes me. Life likes me.
Good, good.
I make life a perpetual spree.
Perpetual spree.
Eating food.
Drinking wine.
Thinking who'd like the privilege to dine me.
I like drinking the drink I'm drinking.
That's better, Scrooge. I like thinking the thoughts I'm thinking.
I like songs, I like dance. I hear music and I'm in a trance.
Tra la la.
Oom papa,
chances are we shall get up and prance.
Where there's music and laughter and there's life.
Why?
Why? Because I like life.
Laughter, happiness is right. Why? Because I like life. See how much we like life.
Nice to see someone who hates life and is fully inconvenienced by Christmas starting to get it right. We here at Westbridge hope that tonight we would all get a full helping of the milk of human kindness and start to see the wonder of all that God had in mind when He provided that very first Christmas to us. Getting Christmas right is where we are headed. And what better place to go to truly get Christmas right than the department store?
Oh, I can help you over here, sir.
Thank you. I'm kind of late for a Christmas party, so if you could rush it through, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, well, I'll do my best. Well, where's the scanner thing?
Doris,
I don't see. Oh.
It's over here.
Okay, all right, here. Here we go.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
Okay.
Is that all the faster you can do that, ladies?
Well, safety first. Right, Gladys?
Absolutely. Safety first. Do you know the number one injury for cashiers? Scanner's wrist. Now, we've got to be very, very careful.
That's right. You know, sir, if we don't do it the right way, we could permanently disassemble ourselves.
That's so right. You know, it's in the manual.
Oh, it's page 48, I believe.
Right. I can show it to
you
like.
No, that's quite all right, ladies. Just, I wouldn't want to get you hurt. Just continue doing your job.
Well, that's what I'm doing, sir.
What's the uh-oh, dear?
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to need a price check.
Oh, you're going to be kidding me.
Yes. I don't see any price on
you. You know, your little dolly here. She needs a price check.
No, it's not for me. It's for my niece.
That's a lovely dolly.
Geez. It was $19.99. I promise. I saw it when I picked it up.
Well, I'm still going to need a price check on your little dolly here. Okay, testing. Testing. A price check on the baby burps a lot doll.
For me. Okay, how long is that going to take?
Well, it'll take as long as it takes, sir. You wouldn't want us to charge you something that wasn't correct, would you?
No, I'm sure. It's just, I'm really in a rush, you know.
It's not our fault that you decided to wait to do your Christmas shopping till the last minute.
That's right, Doris.
No, it isn't. Just get the price check.
Listen, if you could just learn to relax a little, you know, then you would see that life would be much easier.
That's very, very true. Mm-hmm.
And we can proceed as soon as I get the price check.
Well, what's taking so long?
Well, sir, there's no need for you to be snotty.
I, I wasn't being snotty.
Gladys.
I detected some snottiness, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, safety first.
Oh, I'm sorry for being snotty.
Would you want that young man
That's
going
right.
to get that prize to fall and trip on his way and get
was
you your
running?
Prize?
Could you imagine? You wouldn't want that, sir.
No.
Now, would you?
No, that would be awful. Oh, no, no, please. I don't want that to happen.
All right. Well, your apology is accepted.
Oh, thank you. Do you know how long it's going to take? Could you possibly page him again?
Double page? Sir, it is not in our policy to double page.
Okay.
But if you insist... Could you put a rush on the price check for the baby burps a lot? The customer is having a hissy fit.
I am not having a hissy fit.
It certainly seems like a hissy fit to me.
Oh, God. When is this going to end?
Yes. You know, sir, you would live a lot longer if you just learned to relax a little and slow down.
You know, that is true. That is really true. It has been medically proven that those who take their time live a lot longer
right.
than those who just rush right on through everything.
I guess you two are going to be immortal.
Price check, baby burps a lot. $19.95.
Got it? Thank you.
Great. Perfect. Excellent. Just give me my total, and so I can pay, I'll get out of your hair. Oh, no. What could be owing now?
Well, we're out of tape.
Oh, for the love of the Lord.
So, Gladys, do you know where the tape is?
Oh.
I think it's over here somewhere.
Could you get it? Let me see if I can get this open.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Not always easy.
The
tape.
All right, here you go,
Doris.
Here's the tape.
It's good. We have the tape.
I'm not sure quite how it works.
Don't look at me.
Figure it out.
You want me to scan? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, now.
Good.
Okay, that was quick.
Wow. Wonderful. Good.
All right,
yes.
So we're just going to need to start over.
No, wait, what? No. We're not starting over. I'm fine. Please add to the...
Well, you want everything on the same receipt now, don't you? So let's...
I don't care. You know what? You know what? Forget it. Just forget the whole order. I'm done. I'm not going. I don't want it.
You don't even your little dolly?
It's not for me. No, I don't. Just forget it.
Well, you come back and see us real soon now.
Bad chance of that.
Is it gone? The last baby burps a lot in town. I hid it in the automotive section. I don't know how he saw it.
You are a smart one, Doris.
Well, do you think $20 will cover it?
Oh, I think $20 will cover it just fine.
All right. Put this under here now. Next!
Can you hurry this up? I'm kind of in a hurry here. Let's get going.
Well, looks like the last RoboCop.
Yes, that's the one that...
Yeah, your grandson won it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I think we're going to need a price check on this.
Yeah.
I found it over in the kitchen supplies. I moved a toaster, and there it was. So, yeah, strange, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so can we hurry through this? The guy in front of me took forever. I'm kind of behind my schedule.
Well, safety first, sir.
That's right.
Safety first. Do you know the number one injury of cashiers is scanners' wrists?
Right. And you would not want us to injure ourselves. We don't want to be permanently disabled.
That's right. It's in the manual.
I think it's page 48.
I can show you if you like.
Not this again, please, no.
Well, yeah. I don't see a tag. I'm going to need a price check.
Forget it. I don't even want it. I'm out of here.
Well, if you're sure.
You think 25 will cover
it? I think so, Gladys.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, and who says that Christmas shopping is no fun?
first step in getting Christmas right is getting gift-giving right. You know, shopping and gift-giving, two timeless traditions of Christmas, right along with obligations to give and spending I can't afford. Now, when we talk about getting Christmas right, can we really get the whole shopping and gift-giving thing right? Well, I believe we can. Gift-giving all seems to stem from the biblical account of the Magi. We read in Matthew chapter 2 that wise men from the east came following a star to find the King of all kings. And here's what it states in Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Here in this passage, we see three wise men. We say there's three wise men, probably because there are three gifts, but we don't know exactly how many wise men there were. But they bring these expensive gifts to Jesus. Now, what makes their gift giving so perfect is not the extravagance of the gift, but the hearts of the people involved. Mary and Joseph, the recipients, weren't looking for anything. There was no expectation of getting. And the givers, well, they gave what they had planned, allowing them to give it with gladness and to give it with delight. Now, this attitude is not an attitude we don't see elsewhere in the Bible. In fact, we see this same attitude of giving in the Corinthian church when they were sending a gift to the Jerusalem church. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And what happens is the church in Corinth, well, they actually were doing well financially, and they wanted to help the struggling church in Jerusalem. So they planned to get together a monetary gift to send to the Jerusalem church. And Paul finds out about this, and he sends them some instructions on this gift giving. He says this in verse 5 of chapter 9, 2 Corinthians. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift that you had promised. But I want it to be a willing gift, not one given grudgingly. Down chapter 2, verse 7. He says, you must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Now, Paul tells them, if you want to get gift-giving right, if you want to get your gift-giving right, which we can apply to Christmas as well, there are really three guidelines that he offers us here. Very practical guidelines that we can use as a gift, trying to get our gift-giving right. The first guideline is this. Have arrangements in advance. You can write this down on your outline. Take that with you. Have arrangements in advance. That's what they had here. In other words, don't get caught off guard and not be ready for this event. I remember when I was little, my mother had something called a Christmas club. Remember those? You probably haven't had them, maybe your parents did. It was really nothing more than a year-long savings account that you put money into so that at Christmas you have made arrangements for the gift giving. And this goes right along with number two, when Paul says, you must each decide in your heart how much to give. Number two in getting gift giving right is this, set an amount. Paul is saying, to give this gift, you must do so with your head and your heart. You must set a boundary here, he's saying. No one should be taking credit card loans for Christmas. And no one should be using their mortgage payment for Christmas. The Bible says of gift giving here in 2 Corinthians, one, plan ahead. Number two, set an amount. And then number three, Stick to the plan. Look at the verse. It says, don't give reluctantly, or don't give in response to pressure. Now, gang, I'm giving you permission here. I don't care if you sound like the Grinch. Don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, because that's what the Bible tells us. Stick to the plan that you have put together. So, when you hear, Daddy, I want a MacBook for Christmas, the Grinch may have to say, sorry, kid, it's not in the plan. Or when you hear, Dad, all my friends have an Xbox One, I want one. Sorry, I can't be pressured into giving a Christmas gift. Or lastly, if you hear, honey, we need to get a gift for our third cousins, twice removed, who live far away in Sri Lanka. Say, sorry, I won't give gifts reluctantly according to the Bible. All this points us really to a heart attitude that God wants us to have in our gift giving, and that is what he sums it up by saying, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Now, I know this may not have been a comprehensive list for getting Christmas gift giving right, but it certainly is a biblical start to, number one, have arrangements in advance, number two, set your amount, number three, stick to the plan. But that's not all there is about getting Christmas right. Let's learn even more about getting Christmas right.
I hope that this vegetable dish turns out right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Plus, the turkey smells great.
Yeah, but I just don't want everyone to be disappointed.
No one's gonna be disappointed. And if you keep chopping like that, you're gonna chop one of your fingers off. Just relax. It's Christmas at our house. Who knows, maybe this could be the start of a great family tradition.
Oh, speaking of traditions, there is something that I really want to do tonight.
And what's that?
I really want to read the Christmas story.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you know, I just figured since it's Matthew's first Christmas, this could be the start of all of our traditions, you know?
Yeah, I like that. So do I put ice in here, or...?
No, just serve them just like they are.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm just not sure when.
When?
To read the Christmas story. Like, do we do it before dinner, after dinner, in between dessert?
You know, I'm pretty sure that it'll work itself in any one of those places. Anyway, I'm gonna go bring your parents punch.
Oh, are they doing okay?
Yes, your mom is looking through Matthew's baby book, and your father is on the couch.
Watching It's a Wonderful Life.
You got it. You know, I really think I'm going to try to talk to your dad tonight. You know, just get some time to see how he's doing. See maybe what Christmas was like for him growing up, you know?
Good luck.
It's Christmas. Maybe this year he wants to be more talkative.
Well, why the sudden urge to talk to my dad all of a sudden?
I mean, it's not just your dad. I don't know, ever since Matthew was born, I've just had this urge to get to know, you know, really know the people who are going to be involved in his life. I don't know, is that weird?
No, it's wonderfully paternal.
Bobby?
Oh, hey, I just love this Matthew's first Christmas ornament. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my mom picked that up while she was in London. Oh. Enjoy your punch.
I was just going to ask what it was.
Yeah, well, Renee whipped it up. Secret recipe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's delicious.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Punch.
Try it. It's great.
Does it have any alcohol in it?
Doesn't taste like it.
Because you know it can't have any alcohol on account of the pills Dr. Miller has me taking.
No, Dad. I don't think Renee would have put any liquor in the... punch, you know, on the account of her nursing the baby and all. But, anyway, Dad, I was just wondering, you know, how are you? How are things?
Do you think I could help Renee in the kitchen? I tried to earlier, but she shooed me out. And I'd really like to help. I mean, if we were at our house, I'd have the silver out, I'd be basting the turkey, and
Poppy,
it would be...
it's really okay. We're just happy that you guys are here. I mean, it means so much to us, especially with the baby and all. Just relax, we've got this. Anyway, so Dad, you know, I was wondering maybe how are, you know, things were for
ow!
You.
Oh,
Renee?
Ouch. Oh, I'm fine. I just cut my finger. Honey?
I'll go.
No, don't worry about it. You stay here. If the doorbell rings, you greet the guests. I'll take care of Renee.
Okay. I don't know how he expects me to sit out here and relax when I know that his eccentric mother will be here any minute. I wish we were at our house. You know, you're going to have to turn that off when the other guests get here.
But what if someone else wants to watch It's a Wonderful Life? It's a wonderful movie.
It's Christmas Eve.
Exactly. This is the movie you should be watching.
I get it.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, hello, hello! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Judith. I see you look like Santa Claus. Look at all the bags she brought, Joe.
Hi, Judith.
You can tell this is, first time you're a grandmother. Are those all for Matthew?
Oh no, these are my slides for my trip to Antigua. My brother Will's bringing in the slide projector. But speaking of, where is that delightful grandson of mine?
Our grandson is upstairs napping.
Oh, I'm just gonna sneak up there.
Mom,
and...
don't you dare. We've got a baby monitor right there.
But
we are enjoying the peace. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Here, let me take your coat.
Okay. Just make sure you put it somewhere safe. Do not put it on the wire hangers, which mess up the collar. Make sure it's on a cloth hanger, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah, Dad.
Do you know how to record this?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure I could set up a DVR or something. Just let me bring this coat up first, okay?
Hey, we really need to watch this later.
Oh, after sure. My slides from Antigua. Where's Renee?
I am right here. Oh. Hi, Judith. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Look at you. I can hardly tell you had a baby just 2 months ago. I mean, me, after I had the babies, my hips spread out like pancake batter on a hot griddle. We never did quite get them back, huh, Bobby?
Oh, Dad and I have always thought that Mom looks great. Right, Dad?
Yeah. Are you sure this doesn't have alcohol in it?
Yes, Dad, I'm sure.
So, when did Dee say she would be here?
Hold on, Dad. We gotta fix the DVR before he gets
back. Renee, what happened to your finger?
Oh, nothing big. I just cut it a little bit in there. I'm
Merry
totally
Christmas!
Fine.
Hi.
Uncle Will, welcome.
Where's my projector? Do you have the projector?
Wait, what projector?
Projector for my slides from Antigua we're gonna watch?
Oh, but I was kind of hoping that we could just sit down and read Christmas.
I don't know. I thought they were in there with the presents for Matthew. Anyway, where is that nephew?
Uncle Will. He's sleeping upstairs. But let me introduce you to Renee's parents.
Oh, okay.
This is Bobby.
Hello.
Hi.
And this is her father, Joe.
Hiya.
Will,
oh. Hey, I brought you a pheasant from my last hunting trip. Yeah, it's all defrosted and everything, ready to go.
Okay, great.
So I already stuffed it with breadcrumbs and raisins and pecans.
Uncle Will, Renee has a 22-pound turkey in the oven.
That's all right, we'll just slide it right in next to old Tom.
Oh, great.
Oh, my. So anyway, when did you say Dee was coming?
Who's Dee?
Oh, she's my other daughter. You know, Renee's sister?
Yeah, I mean, Renee and I called her. We said 5 o'clock, but you know Dee is always...
What? Dee's always what?
On time! Merry Christmas!
You're lucky you had a comeback. Uh-huh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dee.
Hi, I'm Judith.
So, where are the kids?
Oh, they're out helping Greg unload the van. They're so excited to have a new cousin this Christmas.
Well, that's lovely.
Hi, Mom! Daddy!
Oh,
hi. Where's Renee?
Oh, she's in the kitchen getting wild game cooking lessons.
Sounds interesting.
It does.
So So what you have to do is you have to make sure that you leave that claw on, because otherwise people will think you bought it from the store, you know what I mean? You don't want that. They shot it.
They sell these things?
Yeah, but it's like some kind of law. You have to leave on that one claw.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, just keep an eye on that, and if you need anything, just let me know. I have to go get Kurt's birthday present now. Christmas present, rather.
You didn't have to.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Dee, Merry Christmas.
I brought the pies. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I can't believe everyone's here. I'll give them punch.
What's that?
That is roadkill. Uncle Will wants me to serve it for dinner.
Is that gonna take a long time? Because I'm really hungry.
I know. While you are out there reading the Christmas story, I'll be in here declawing this pheasant.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you spike your Uncle Will's punch? Maybe he'll forget about the pheasant.
Yeah, Ben, put the Christmas presents around the tree, huh? Hey, where's the train?
All these presents are for Matthew. Isn't there any for us?
Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. We have plenty for you. Mwah. And Ben, the train is at our house, honey.
Here we go, everyone. Punch.
Grandma and Grandpa always have a train around their tree. Uncle Kurt, do you have a train?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Somewhere in the basement.
What is this?
Holiday punch.
Looks wonderful.
It is.
So if you want, I can try after dinner to hook up the train. I don't know how good it'll be, but...
After my Antigua slides, okay?
Oh, right.
And when can we watch A Wonderful Life?
Oh, okay, yes.
Nobody leaves unless I say so!
Will, really?
Oh, the children.
Uncle Will, can I see you here, please? What's with the gun?
It's my old Remington 870, and it's a Christmas present for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, I bought myself a new Remington 100, custom model.
But Uncle Will, Kurt doesn't even hunt.
He will. And next year, maybe you'll get the pheasant.
Oh, joy.
Thanks, Uncle Will. You shouldn't have. I'll go put this somewhere safe, like by Mom's coat.
Hey, everybody. Look at what Dee got at a garage sale today. It's the 12 Days of Christmas glasses.
The 12 Days of Christmas glasses?
Yeah. They're all numbered 1 through 12, and everybody's going to get one, and you sing the part that you get.
Sounds lovely. Sounds like a long song.
Okay, when you get your punch, just put it in the glass.
I want number 1.
No way, you can't sing.
Can too.
Cannot.
Guys, it's Christmas.
Mom, she can't sing.
You get the glass you get.
Well, you know, everyone, I had an idea. I thought that maybe we could all sing.
I'm number 2. What number are you, Will?
11.
That means you only have to sing the song twice.
That's twice too many times, bucko.
I got number 4.
I'm 5.
Oh, you follow me.
I always do.
I'm 7.
I'm 10. Mom, what did you get?
3.
And I'm... number 1! All right!
Dad, switch with me.
No way. Kurt, what number are you?
6. Honey, what are you?
Disappointed. I'm number 12, yay.
You're last.
Good, I'll go baste the turkey.
Hey, don't forget the pheasant.
I'll help.
You can't. You're number 4.
Of course.
Okay, so, good idea. We'll do this after we eat. But can we just have a practice run right now? Okay, here we go. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Go, Judith!
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a...
You know, what's the name of the druggist? What's the name of the druggist in It's a Wonderful Life that George's...
Stop! It's enough Wonderful Life trivia.
Uncle Kurt, can we go get the train?
I want to hook up the caboose.
All right, everyone. All together now.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
That was terrific. Let's do it again.
Oh, no.
Well, you messed up the slides. This is day 6, not...
not day three. I'm wearing my snorkel suit there.
Mama got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house.
Okay, hold on. Are you sure there's no alcohol in the punch?
How come the engine won't stay on? The engine always stays on.
I want my presents.
Who wants pie?
I do. Oh, this pie smells like pheasant.
Oh, thank you, Renee. It was so wonderful.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We love visiting you guys.
Oh, and thanks for all the stuff for Matthew. We totally love it.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
I'm sorry I couldn't hook up a tree.
That's okay.
Enough!
Bye. Mom, do you need help with toast?
Oh, no, I got it. What was in that punch? Will is out cold. I guess I'll be taking him home. Will, come on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that last jig he did too. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Hey, are we at it again?
No, come on, Will. Let's go. We're leaving. Let's go.
Oh, and I think your pheasant is finally done, so let me go get that for you.
Too bad we couldn't have that for dinner.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Too bad.
Hey, Will, don't you want to stay and watch the end of the movie?
No, I'll try to catch it tomorrow on some other channel. Good night, Chris.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Now.
Oh, this part always makes me cry.
Well, it's time to go home, Mother.
All right.
Well, guys, I already packed up your car with all your presents. I hate to see you go.
Oh, thank you.
It was so nice having you, though.
Oh, it was our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming to our house this year. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas.
Make sure you guys get some sleep. I'm sure the baby will be up early.
Oh, don't I know it. Safe travels, guys. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Drive safe.
Oh. Gosh.
Oh. Well, it's over. First year Christmas at our house. Not too bad, right?
Well, the turkey was dry.
Oh, so what?
Mom didn't eat much.
She should have had more gravy.
And Uncle Will missed his pheasant.
Oh my gosh, I know. After I struck out with your dad, I tried to talk to him. He was even worse. All he wanted to talk about was that stupid bird and how his greatest shot was. And if that weren't bad enough, all night long, Grandma got run over by a rake. I can't take it anymore. Oh.
I know, my mom seemed upset. But that's because she is the grandma.
My mom's a grandma, too.
Yeah, but your mom just saw her brother having a good time. My mom saw herself getting run over by a reindeer on the way home.
So, did you have a good time?
Time? Between feeding everyone else, basting the turkey, plucking the claws off that pheasant, the kids took 0.5 seconds after we were done eating to go and rip all the wrapping paper off the presents. And if I had to see one more picture of your mom in a bathing suit and straw hat, I just can't.
Not to mention, I spent an hour trying to set up that stupid tree just to go around the tree in a big circle like NASCAR. Woo!
And what for?
I don't know. I thought maybe if we tried to show interest in things that, you know, our friends are interested in, they might actually want to talk to us.
Why do you think it's just so hard to talk to them? I mean, like, really talk.
I don't know. Maybe they don't feel comfortable with me. Maybe I'm not a good enough host.
I don't think it's you.
I don't know. You sure?
Yeah, you're so easy to talk to. I think it's just Christmas. Everyone has their own agendas and expectations, and sometimes it gets in the way.
We didn't read the Christmas story.
I know. And you know what the worst part is? No one even cared.
Matthew's crying.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get him. I'll be right back.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news. There will be great joy to your people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger."
It's an attic full of toys, so the kids won't find out. The smell of cookies in the oven, it's a slow dance in the kitchen. Oh, ain't it something? It's a Christmas to believe in.
Getting the occasion right.
Sometimes we forget what the occasion is really all about. Why, just last month, you could go to the 91st annual Turkey Day Classic at Alabama State University. You could also run in the 10K Turkey Day Family Fun Race. Or you could watch the Turkey Day Marathon of Mystery Science Theater on Comedy Central. Now, why in the world would we as people set forth a day to herald and commemorate one of the least intelligent animals on the face of the earth? Well, the truth is we haven't. But what has happened is the day that our forefathers set apart to commemorate our thankfulness and our gratefulness can be commandeered by something as simple and silly as a bird. Now, it may not sound like a very big deal, but I place high value on Thanksgiving because I believe thankfulness is one of the essential pillars of a life that's going to be lived to the fullest. And I pray that it's not something that can get swept away. But if thankfulness is one of the essential pillars of a life lived to the fullest, well, then the rock that it all has to sit on is Jesus Christ, God's Son, coming to earth to walk among men and women so that we can know exactly what God is like. Now, it's becoming more and more politically incorrect to say Merry Christmas, and manger scenes have even been labeled illegal, and Christ's birth is getting washed out by fables of Rudolph, candy canes, and man-made traditions. But the truth is that Christ and all he has done and all he ever will do, that will never be removed from us. It just won't. God will never allow his hope and his work to be removed from us. It's just not going to happen. Oh, how Satan must cringe when a Charlie Brown Christmas comes on every year, and at the end, Linus reads the Christmas story from the book of Luke. And oh, how Satan must cringe when little boys and little girls get old enough to learn the lyrics of Joy to the World and sing out loud, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let the earth receive her king." And how Satan must cringe when he sees people decide to write out the entire word Christmas instead of foregoing it for the simpler abbreviation of Xmas. Gang, getting Christmas right means celebrating the day for what it really is. The day of hope. The day of hope for all mankind had come to this earth. He had arrived. God had put his rescue mission into action, and it began that first Christmas. Now for us, we get to see this whole thing play out from the point of view of standing on earth. We are here, waiting 2,000 years ago for God to arrive and to fix all of the ills that people live in. But how interesting to change the point of view. How interesting it must have been to see all of this happen from the other end, from heaven. How interesting it must have been to see God pack his bags and prepare to come to earth and to repair the relationship that had been broken with his people, all because of sin. You wonder what God's attitude must have been like as he prepared for this trip to come to his children to repair the relationship. We wonder what it was like as God got ready to come and free us from sin. And what that dad must have been like as he got ready to go so that he could meet each one of us and be connected with us as our Father. and each one of us the apple of his eye. Oh, what it must have been like to watch God get ready to go on this trip where he would forgive anything and forgive everything that we have done, so that he could have that relationship with us and that we could truly be family once again.
It's been a while since we talked. That's the way it is with your kids, though, right? You never talk as much as you'd like. Used to. They'd hang on every word, every story, every joke, every little song. We had some times. Some amazing times. Then they got a little older, a little wiser, is how one of them put it. And he said he knew he didn't know everything, but he knew enough to know that my ways, my values, my philosophies on life were a little too, well, basically they wanted their freedom. They're my kids. I gave them what they wanted. Little by little, I watched them change. Push back against the things I taught them, lose heart. You know, they tried so hard to steer clear of me. I wanted nothing more than to have things right between us. So I kept doing things. Sent letters, called, left voicemail. I even sent messages through friends. Nothing. No response. Whether it was that they thought the distance between us was too great, or they were ashamed. You know, it really doesn't matter. You know, when they were little, I used to tell them over and over again, I love you, no matter what. Got to be a thing between us. I would say, I love you, and they'd finish it, no matter what. They heard it so often that sometimes they just roll their eyes when I said it. But I wanted to make it so clear to them that there was nothing they could do to make me stop loving them. And that thing I said, it's never stopped being true. So I'm packing up and I'm going to them. Not bringing any presents. Just a gift of making things right. There's nothing that'll separate me from my kids. Not the past, not the future. Nothing. Nothing. I'm forgetting about all the stuff in the past. And the relationship we used to have? Well, we're going to have a new relationship. After this trip, things will never be the same with us. That's a good thing. New beginnings. That's what I'm all about. That's my plan for this Christmas. A new beginning with my kids.
Gang, the last piece of getting Christmas right is by far the most important piece. There is a God who wants to be your father. He made the trip from his home to you to make that possible. He He's not angry at you. He's not demanding that you or I pay for the wrongs that we've committed. He is simply standing at the door of your heart. His arms are stretched wide open, and he's asking you to love him, and he's asking for you to let him love you.
Tonight in Bethlehem, his mother holds him close and sings a sweet lullaby. All the world lay sleeping, unaware that God himself has come in the night. Shepherds tremble as the angels sing. In their song, the voice of God speaks peace to the world. A miracle has happened. God has come and God has spoken. But the miracle has only just begun. And the God who spoke is speaking still. And the God so come to Bethlehem again and see the one who's come to rescue us, our Savior and King. Bring your past, the joy, the sorrow, all you hope to find tomorrow. And hear the words again, fear not, and know that God is near. For the God who spoke is speaking still. And the God who came still come. And the miracle that happened still happens in the heart who will
our worship team to come back, our worship leaders, and just leave you with just closing thoughts. If it weren't true, if this weren't true, it would have been disproven over the past 2,000 years. If this weren't real, if there was no power that God gave to mankind to have a relationship with him, then lives would not have been changed over the past 2,000 years. And yet we have seen that evidenced over and over and over. If it were not true, Christmas would have died out a long time ago. But it hasn't. Truth is, there is a God who sent his son, and that son said, I am one and the same with the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen him. And that son came, set us free. Not free from problems we have in the political realm, problems we have at work, problems with how we are, our nature, our sinfulness. He can set us free from that, and we can change. And it all started on this rescue plan that God put in place on Christmas. And as we said, he may have made this trip from heaven just for tonight, asking you to open up your arms, open up your heart to him. Would you bow your heads with me? Lord, I pray for those who long to get Christmas right, that they would humble their hearts, humble themselves and say, I'm willing to give you a chance, Lord. I'm willing to give you my life. I know what I've done wrong, and I admit that freely. Wipe all that away by the power of what you did by paying for my sins on a cross. And now let me know you through the power of the Spirit you put inside each one who believes to get to know you better and to understand your will and your way. We pray that this Christmas would be a Christmas where we get it right. Amen. Lord, I pray that now you would be with each of us as we head out and go in different directions. I pray by the power of your Spirit you would keep us strong through the weekdays. And I pray that this Christmas season we would focus on what you did. And if we need a greater understanding of it, I pray that we would investigate it, run after it, to look for more and more of what you wanted to do that Christmas day, what you want to do in this relationship between each individual and you. I pray that you would keep us safe until we come back together. Thank you for sending your son. And I pray that tonight, in a very small way, we put a smile on your face as we tried to get Christmas right. Amen. Have a great week. Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.